From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Star.
Excellent. So the star of the week is TWC Enterprises Limited. Symbol is TWC on the TSX exchange. It trades right now for just under $13. So what does this company do? Well, they're engaged in golf club operations under the trademark ClubLink, one membership, more gold. So it's actually Canada's largest owner and operator of golf clubs, golf courses. They have the equivalent of 41 academy courses, 18-hole academy courses in Ontario, Quebec, and Florida. And they're also previously, they were engaged in rail and port operations based in Skagway, Alaska, which operated under the trade name White Pass and Yukon Route. So the stock was trading at just $11 on June 6th, and it shot up about 20% over the preceding week. The week after that, on June 7th, essentially what moved the stock price up was an announcement from the company that they were making a sale. They were selling their port operations in Skagway, the White Pass and Yukon Route rail and port operations, to Carnival Corporation for a total of $290 million U.S. dollars. So this is what moved the share price up, on what got investors excited. It's a big injection of cash into the company, which they can use to pay down debt. So looking at this, we did a review of the financials, looked at the Q1 results and some of the previous financials. What we came up with, well, in the Q1, revenue was actually down. It was $23 million, down 3%. They reported a net loss of $7.3 million compared to a net loss in the quarter the year before that of $3.5 million. And adjusted EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, was only about $575,000 in the quarter, compared to $1.38 million, so that in the year before, so that's down 58%. What's our take on this? The sale is huge. It deserves the rating of Star of the Week for making that sale and the effect of the share price from that sale. There's about $288 million in debt that they have right now, so that cash injection is going to be big to reduce net indebtedness and get it down almost to zero. But the company financially isn't anywhere in our wheelhouse here. The business itself lost $11 million before taxes in 2017 and had negative top-line growth. While this sale is a nice boost in the near term, but its core business at golf is it's generally facing negative growth in North America for almost the past decade, and we don't see a great long-term investment fit in this company for us. So it's a new day for the company with an unlevered balance sheet, and we'll monitor it going forward. But financially, it's not something that we would look at.